This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Happy Friday. Good morning to you if you're waking up. I know sometimes it's hard. I tell you what, these last couple nights, getting out of the house when it was cold and getting into the car and driving it to the CBS Sports Radio headquarters, I've had this conversation with myself. Oh, when was the last time I wasn't tired? When was the last time I wasn't cold? Which is all right. I can deal with the cold. I don't mind the winter for a stretch. But yeah, it was a week in which I just didn't sleep well. And the tired kind of got to me. And I was feeling a little bit run down. But Friday always gives me a boost. No matter what, Friday, now 1 hour to the weekend, it happens to be payday as well. So a grocery shopping trip is in my future. Woo! I know my life is extremely glamorous. Grocery shopping is what gets me excited. Oh, and I might dress up one of these days for grocery shopping just because it could be like a hot date to go to the grocery store. So it's Friday and it feels good. And in honor of NASA successfully landing the Perseverance rover on the surface of Mars, we are asking you what I think is a fun question, and we've gotten some fantastic answers, so thank you for playing along. What athlete or coach or other figure in the world of sport, you can't send broadcasters, we don't need broadcasters on the surface of Mars, but what athlete or coach or sports figure would you send to Mars if you could? Just a hiatus, just to stop hearing from them for a while. Or maybe so they can't beat our favorite teams every single time we face them. Maybe you think it would teach them a lesson to be away on Mars for, say, a year and a half or 2 years. So it takes 7 months for the rover to reach Mars. It departed on July of 2020. And it just got there yesterday. But the videos are really cool. I said this earlier on the show. My brother was doing play-by-play on our family group text, play-by-play of the rover landing on the surface of Mars. So when the parachute deployed, when you could see its final approach, and then his last text, I woke up to this, so my phone had blown up. His last text was, "Woo! Touchdown!" How many sports fans have said that over the 7 months while the Perseverance rover was on its way to Mars? So it encompassed an entire NFL season. So it takes 7 months to get there, presumably takes 7 months to get back. So we're going to have to leave them out there for a little bit, but not permanently. We just would like them to go away. So Nick Saban is a great answer, because if Nick Saban departs from college football, it evens the playing field just a little bit. Maybe you'd like to see LeBron James or Tom Brady go away. Why? Because your teams can't sniff a championship as long as they're around. We're keeping it light. We're not going political. We're not getting nasty. It's a light humor Friday. And most of you are doing really well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning to you. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And we're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you want to see your loan options, adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can. A very popular answer is Gronk. Some of you think he belongs on Mars. That's where he's from. I do think that he would have more than enough material and dance moves to entertain himself for the time he was on Mars. We would get some pretty incredible video and pictures, I think. So Gronk is a popular answer. LeBron is definitely a popular answer. Some of you have said Tom Brady, but some of your answers I have only seen once and only from you. So I like the variety. Send us those answers, and we'll continue to sift through them as we head through this final hour of the show. Of course, the big news on Thursday, Carson Wentz, no longer a member of the Philadelphia Eagles, though they are paying dearly for him. This blows me away. I can't understand it. Now, I'm on the outside looking in, but you controlled his rights. Maybe he wasn't happy, but what choice did he have? If you wanted him to stay on your roster, even if it was just for financial considerations, he wasn't going to retire. And if he did, you're really kind of in the same boat. And so they're paying $34 million, theoretically. So it's not an actual paycheck they have to write. But in a year in which the salary cap is about to drop, they're committing 19%, roughly, if let's say the cap drops to $180 million, 19% of it, but well over 15% of it is committed to a player who's not there anymore. So they're already down. When it comes to salary cap space, a team that desperately needs to rebuild, they're already down and behind the eight ball under a salary cap that's going to make life uncomfortable for a lot of teams. What team can afford that? I guess the Eagles can. And so 5 years after drafting Carson Wentz, number two overall, he's gone. He gone. Not to Mars, just to the Colts. And ironically, they brought in a member of the Colts franchise, a member of the Colts coaching staff, so that he could work with Carson Wentz. If you're Nick Sirianni, I know you're not regretting the fact that you took a head coaching job because there are only 32 of them and you were kind of a surprise hire and definitely a dark horse. But do you wonder if Nick Sirianni is like, oh man, are you kidding me? Because he took that job with the idea that he'd be working with Carson Wentz. What about David Culley in Houston? He took the job believing that Deshaun Watson's his quarterback. Again, he waited a long time for his first head coaching opportunity. But if it's not Deshaun Watson, it's not the same job that was sold to you when you took it. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The Colts are in a great spot. I love this move. I love it for Frank Reich. I love it for the roster that needed a quarterback to be as close to complete as you can. We know that they already have a fierce defense. Oh gosh, Darius Leonard telling us earlier this week on SiriusXM NFL Radio that he didn't care who the quarterback is. I love that no one else has ever said that. He didn't care who the quarterback is. Young, old, purple, pink, white, black, yellow, green. Don't care what his hair looks like. Don't care what his background is. Just need a guy who will work hard and who will come in and help us win ball games. Well, this was his response to the news of the trade for Carson Wentz. Let's get to work. Or my interpretation, LFG. Welcome to Indy. Can't wait to see what the future holds in the 317. This is the missing piece for the Colts. They've got to be ecstatic. And so does Carson Wentz. Same salary moving forward, though it's actually going to cost the Colts only $25 million for his salary in 2021. That's a steal when it comes to starting quarterbacks these days. And so the Colts are now packaged, ready to go. They've got a full offseason to start working with Carson, but there's already a familiarity there because of Frank Reich. Carson had his best days, his best games, his best performances, a near MVP season with Frank as the OC in Philadelphia. All right. That's the Colts and Carson Wentz. But what about the Eagles? Oy. Not only are they down to now 85% of their salary cap that is available to them, but they don't have a proven starter. Now, you may like Jalen Hurts. You may think Jalen Hurts is the man. And he very well could turn out to be the man. But we haven't seen enough of him to know if he's the man or if he's the backup man. What do they do at quarterback? That is the question Jonathan Jones tried to answer on CBS Sports HQ.
I saw enough from Jalen Hurts to believe that he is worthy of a week one starter role and continue to develop. However, if you think that the guy that's going to be your starter for 15 years is sitting there at six, you absolutely take him. But if I were the Eagles, at least right now, I would certainly watch how this free agent quarterback market is going to shake as it relates to the backup quarterbacks. You know, you look at a Tyrod Taylor, for example. What's Ryan Fitzpatrick going to do?
Oh, fantastic. So the Eagles pick number six in the draft. Maybe, just maybe, you think they should go after another quarterback. It's likely that number one and two are quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence, for sure. Maybe it's Justin Fields at number two. Maybe it's Zach Wilson. There are a bunch of quarterbacks available in this draft. But number one and two are likely to pick QBs, unless the Jets go somewhere completely outside the box and trade out of that number two spot, which has been talked about. The Dolphins aren't selecting a quarterback. They're number three. They got their pick from Houston. The Falcons could select a quarterback as the successor to Matt Ryan. That one I like. That there's a possibility there. But they do have much bigger needs on their defense. They could go maybe another year and wait to find a quarterback. The Bengals at number five are not choosing a QB. Then are the Eagles at number six. Will they choose a quarterback for the second year in a row? Or will they go somewhere else? And then what do they do? As Jonathan Jones says, do they look at the free agent market? Well, here's what's available in the free agent market, though he was talking about as a backup. He thinks Jalen Hurts should be the starter, and then you look for a veteran backup. Cam Newton, Andy Dalton, except Andy could stay in Dallas if he wanted to be a backup. Gardner Minshew, Mike Glennon, I mean, he's played this role of veteran. Mitch Trubisky, he wants to start, but maybe he competes with Jalen Hurts. I just don't know that either one of those guys is going to take you to the next level. Marcus Mariota, I mean, my idea is looking better and better. Full circle, baby. Trade for Nick Foles. Oh, just because it would be so delicious a story. Let me recap for you. The Eagles draft Carson Wentz in 2016. 2017, he's having an MVP season. Doug Peterson is the head coach. Frank Reich, the offensive coordinator. He's going to win the MVP until he gets hurt on a fourth down plunge on the goal line in early December. You know what happens after that. The Eagles have the top seed. They've got a bye week. They bring in Nick Foles. They tailor their offense to fit Nick Foles. He wins the Super Bowl MVP. Philly. Okay, so that's history now. Except the next year, when Carson Wentz gets hurt, Foles does it again. He helps lead them to the playoffs. What was it, five straight wins or something of the sort? And then they beat Chicago in the wild card round. And yet still, what did we hear from Doug Peterson and Howie Roseman, even Jeffrey Lurie? Carson Wentz is our quarterback. We're committed to Carson Wentz. Fly, Nick Foles. Be free. Go make your money. Go have the opportunity to be a starter somewhere else. And there was a big argument, a big debate about whether or not they should keep Foles instead of Carson. They let Foles go. His career has not been the same. The Eagles have not been the same. All right, so fast forward. Carson Wentz gets benched this season. It's not just his fault. The offense was brutal. Who was he throwing to? Good question. Who was on the offensive line? My grandmother. It was bad. It was really bad. But he gets benched. He's disenchanted with the Eagles. He's ready to get out of town. They don't want to trade him because of the cap hit. Duh. So what do? They hire a guy from the Colts organization to be their head coach. He still doesn't want to stay. And they cave. And they let him go to the Colts. So now what do? Oh, bring it full circle. bring back Nick Foles. He's a stopgap. I'm telling you, he's better than any of these other options. He loves Philadelphia. They love him in Philadelphia. And at least you'd have a guy who could come in, and whether he mentors Jalen Hurts for down the road or whether he plays for a couple of years. I mean, Nick Sirianni's the head coach. He came from Frank Reich's offense. That's something Nick Foles is familiar with. Do it. Just do it. I would laugh. James said to me during our last commercial break, you're going to speak this into existence. Oh, yeah. Once the idea dawned on me, I'm good. Like, this is it. This is what needs to happen. The Eagles can't do, what are they going to do better with Andy Dalton? I'm telling you, he doesn't want to take a job in Philly to be a backup. He wants to start. You going to trade for Derek Carr? No, you're not. You don't have any opportunity to trade for a big-time starting quarterback. No, no, it's got to be Nick Foles. You could get him for pretty dirt cheap with the Bears because they're not super interested in putting him out there on the field again, though they don't currently have a starting quarterback either. OMG. Delicious. It would just, I would laugh for days. James, you're shaking your head at me. You don't think it's possible, but I'm telling you, it would be perfect.
No, I'm shaking my head. Almost because the more like you're saying it, the more you keep talking about it, the more perfect it's like sounding of the situation. So I'm like, is this really like a possible situation? And I'm like, it actually kind of makes some sense.
Do you think they've actually considered it?
I don't know. But then I think they're going to listen to the show and be like, wow, that's a really good idea.
Could you imagine? You've already embarrassed yourself enough by taking a $34 million dead cap hit for a quarterback who's no longer on your roster. You might as well just bring back Nick Foles. I mean, just admit it. Admit you made the wrong choice. Oh, but then you might have to rehire Doug Peterson. I don't, I'm just spitballing here. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, who would you send to Mars from the world of sports if you could? Some of your tweets are hysterical. I love it. Also on our Facebook page, 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Harden weaving his way left of the lane, retreats out to the sideline, brings Gasol with him, drives around him, going to the rim, and he lays it in. 23 for Harden. Nets have their largest lead of the game. 96-74 Brooklyn, and a timeout called by the Lakers.
Just continue to have fun out there. You know, it's fun being connected. It's fun going out there and competing when you get to wait all day to prepare as a team and then have 2.5 hours where the whole world's watching. So we get a chance to prove it just on the biggest stage.
This is After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and the Nets run roughshod. In fact, they shoot the lights out at Staples Center in Los Angeles. Even without Kevin Durant, they go small ball. They grab their fifth win in a row. Chris Carino on the Nets Radio Network and Kyrie Irving. Hey, we're having a good time right now. In fact, he said, it's fun to have the whole world watching, even if the whole world is flat. They are 4-0 on their road trip now. They got a couple of days off before they battle the Clippers, but watch out. The Nets are coming together. Now, for the Lakers, no Anthony Davis, no Dennis Schroeder either. Their starting point guard got put in health and safety protocols. So I don't know if he tweeted free me or not, but they were without two of their starters. LeBron James did all he could. Wasn't quite enough, but he did pass another incredible career milestone. 35,000 points over the course of the career that he has put together.
For me to be linked with some of the greats that ever played this game, it's always an honor. And I've always just wanted to go out there and play the game the right way and just try to be as good as I could be every single night.
So congratulations to him, just the third player in NBA history to reach that plateau. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone are still ahead of him on the list. And I think I heard Chris Carino say that he had another 1,900 points to reach number two, which is Karl Malone. But don't quote me on that. I think that was the number that stuck in my head. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Many of you are saying that you would send LeBron to Mars if you could. I say Kyrie and James Harden. I think that they could get a nice break out there, maybe a little perspective. Yeah, I'm going Kyrie and Harden. They can come back in time for the playoffs in a couple of years. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Leonard, who's in Boston. Leonard, who would you send to Mars if you could?
Well, I'd have to send a three-man crew, and the first one would be Kyrie, because he's got to be looking out the window to see if the earth is round and not flat. And then the next one would be Matt Patricia, because he studied to be a rocket scientist, so in case something goes wrong on the trip. And then the third one would be Coach Belichick, because he's got to motivate Kyrie by saying, no days off!
So you're not sending them because you think it'd be good to not hear from them for a while. You're sending them because you think it would be a cool crew for Mars.
Oh, definitely. And you got to motivate Kyrie to, you know, and teach him what it means to have a real coach.
Mm, unfortunately, it cannot help the Boston Celtics anymore.
Well, that's true. Well, maybe, you know, by subtraction, it can maybe.
All right, Leonard, good to talk to you. Happy Friday.
Thank you. You too, Amy.
Rick is listening in Atlanta. Rick, welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, evening.
Who would you send to Mars if you could?
Richard Sherman.
Oh,
he's
yeah?
Always good for a soundbite.
He is, but if he goes to Mars, we might not hear as much from him.
he'd be sure. He'd figure out a way to get it back. He loves being the focus of attention.
He loves to stir the pot. I will give you that. He does. He's very, very smart. In fact, yeah. and he uses that, I think. He's pretty calculated in his yeah. comments and how he likes to stir things up.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And he would give his visceral report on whatever he sees the way it is, whether, you know, we're about 2,000 years away from whatever, but I'd love to hear his take on it. To me, he's one of the great vocalists for the football teams and National Football League and all that kind of stuff. I still enjoy listening to him because I take it with a grain of salt, you know.
Well, don't you worry. Once he retires, he definitely is going to find – I mean, he already does podcasts. He's definitely going to find some kind of a job where he's talking for a second career. So I would agree with that. All right, Rick. Good to talk to you in Atlanta. Have a good Friday.
Thank you.
Jack is in Pittsburgh. Jack, who would you send to Mars if you could?
Antonio Brown, without a doubt.
Oh, yes, that's a good one. I would, too. Take your Super Bowl ring and be gone with you.
Exactly. After all his antics in Pittsburgh, Oakland, New England, he needs an adult timeout. So he can take his little ring and spend however long he wants to on Mars, or we want him to, and he can come back and see how he acts.
It's just so typical of sports, though, right? He gets a Super Bowl ring because he's connected to Tom Brady. A Super Bowl ring.
I hear you. Unfair.
All right.
It is what it is.
It is. That's right. Life is not fair for sure. Jack, thanks so much for your phone call. It's good to talk to you. Let's check in with Kelly in Nebraska. Welcome to After Hours.
Yeah, man. I would send Draymond Green and Richard Beverly.
Richard Beverly or Patrick Beverly?
Yeah, Patrick Beverly. Sorry
oh, okay.
about that.
How come?
Oh, we got to straighten them out, man. They're just out of control when they're down here.
Are
Draymond
they?
Draymond Green got a technical foul and thrown out of the game by arguing with Wiseman, their new center, on the bench. The ref came and threw him out of the game.
Yeah, I think that was actually out of bounds by the referee. I feel like whatever is said on the bench between teammates should not in any way be a referee's business.
I also think that they should have you. Are you a fan of the Coneheads, the movie?
I was like, wait a minute, is that a sports reference? Yes, I've seen it. I wouldn't say it's my favorite movie, but I've seen it.
Well, where they have Beldar, where he has to fight that beast, and he shoots the rock into his mouth and kills him.
Oh.
They should have a deal like that with Draymond or Beverly, either one, on some. Some deal on Mars there and televise it. It'd be the number one fan of all time.
I definitely think that we would sign up for any sporting event on Mars. I appreciate that, Kelly. Thanks so much. But I would actually miss Patrick Beverly. Patrick Beverly, the eyes, the intensity, he's highly amusing when he gets in that mode. Here's a tweet from Jay. He says, Shaq and Charles Barkley with live cam footage. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one planet that they haven't yet inhabited or dominated. Austin is listening in Arkansas. What do you think, Austin?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I would send Rob Gronkowski. I don't really have a personal grudge against him, but there's just something about him. I don't know what it is. I would just send him away and just make sure he stayed away.
So it's not about him being a fit for Mars, because I kind of think that he would have a grand old time on Mars. You're just
I think he would eventually lead any kind of Martians that we would find.
Yes, so. He would be their leader. No doubt about that. Gronk could be the leader of the Martians. I could see it.
Oh, for sure.
He could take his 4 Super Bowl rings with him too, right?
Yeah.
All right, Austin. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much for your phone call.
Thanks so much.
855-212-4227. Yeah, we've seen a lot of Gronk on our social media. Some of your posts, though, are from Mars, and they crack me up. I'm really enjoying your comments. The Ben Roethlisberger one is probably the one that has made me laugh out loud more than any other right now. Let me see if I can find it so I can read it verbatim. Oh, yeah, here we go. Terry, I would send Ben Roethlisberger to Mars. It's the only way he's leaving the Steelers. What? Wait, are you trying to get rid of him, or you just think he's never going to go away? We can't miss you if you never go away. James on Facebook, a Bears fan here, so obviously Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers has been a popular answer from fans of teams inside the AFC North. The NFC North. I like this one from Russell, Aroldis Chapman, so he can retrieve some of these home run balls he gave up in the ninth inning of baseball game. yeah, he did watch him fly, did he not? And then he got crucified for what was a grimace on his face, but people said he was smirking or he was laughing. Goodness. Let's see. Shay says probably Tom Brady. He's already an alien from a football planet, isn't he? Mark wants to send Tim Tebow to Mars. I mean, come on. He's retired from professional athletics now. I don't think you need to worry about it. Plus, he's got a Miss Universe wife that he just got married. Let's let the man have a little bit of fun. Chris on Facebook, don't send Nick Saban and Dabo Swinney to Mars. They will recruit all the 5-star Martians first. He says, also, I'd love to hear the great Kevin Harlan reading your brother's play-by-play of the Perseverance landing. I'm telling you, my brother was doing every 30 seconds, another text that he was firing off in our family text messages. And so I woke up to, woo, touchdown, about the Perseverance rover. Good stuff. I like it. So on Facebook or on Twitter, After Hours CBS, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. This is all in good fun. Which athlete or coach or sports figure would you send to Mars? Mike on Twitter, Mike Leach, so he could be with the rest of his people. All right, we're going to look a little more at this Carson Wentz situation. I can't believe what the Eagles just did. And we'll take a couple more calls, 855-212-4227. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Amy's taking your calls at 855-212-4CBS.
Dwayne's listening in Salt Lake City, up next on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Good morning, Amy. Thank you for taking my call. Great name. I've got a daughter named Amy, and I've got a great-granddaughter named Amy.
Sweet.
I listen to you, and I love it. I love it.
Another crazy night in sports, which means you need a crazy host, and that is me.
Love you, Amy.
You just made my night.
This must be love.
Is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Boom! You may be right. I may be crazy, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I say the Eagles are crazy, but what do I know? That's why we have our resident NFL GM and front office exec, Randy Mueller, who won the 2000 NFL Executive of the Year Award. He joined us earlier in the show from Idaho, and I just want you to hear the portion of our conversation about the Eagles. We also talked about Deshaun Watson, about J.J. Watt, about what happens with the salary cap that's about to drop. So there's a lot of really good information packed into our conversation that you can get on our podcast, afterhoursamylawrence.com. But just for those of you who are joining us this final hour, part of the morning crowd, I started out by asking him his reaction to the Eagles trading Carson Wentz to the Colts.
Yeah, unbelievable. I still shake my head at teams that are willing to have a $34 million cap hit and no player to show for it. I think that's the big thing for guys that have been around the league. that we just shake our head at are the deals the Rams made to take on excess cap and to get rid of Goff and take dead money. Now the Eagles are willing to take $34 million off a cap that might be $180 million. So they're talking about building a team next year with $150 million. That's a big disadvantage. So it's a struggle for those teams, and it's going to be real when they find out that they run out of money. I just think it's going to be hard. In this instance, I do like the trade for the Colts. You know, I think they're closer to where Carson Wentz needs them to be. They're closer to the Super Bowl. I just think it's a better fit. You know, I wrote a little column today for my blog, and I said, I think the trade may have fixed Carson Wentz. He goes to a place that has a better offensive line, better receivers, a better coaching setup. It just all fits for him. Carson Wentz is the winner in the deal. I'd say the Colts are second, and then the Eagles are third.
Well, then looking at it from the Eagles' perspective, why would they do it? Especially considering, well, at least in my opinion, Carson Wentz is a better quarterback, or at least has more experience, closer to being a starter than Jalen Hurts.
Yes, I agree with you. I don't think they have the answer on their roster currently, and obviously they feel a little different about it. I was kind of the lone wolf on the island that didn't think it was a good idea to trade Carson Wentz, just from a football standpoint. I definitely think they take a step back, and I've heard some of the rumblings now. They say, well, we'll draft one at six. We'll, you know, good luck. I mean, I don't know. I think we're finding out more than ever before, but these quarterbacks at the top of the round are anything but a sure thing. So they can draft one at six if they want, but you've got to find one that you like. That's the big thing. And in my opinion, there's a couple of them I like, and I think they'll be gone one and two. So I don't know what they're going to solve at six. I think it's going to be an issue for the Eagles going forward. I don't see them as a better team now than they were a year ago, that's for sure.
I guess then I just don't get it. Is because they don't want an unhappy player on their roster?
Well, welcome to my world. I've said it from day one. It just doesn't make sense. I just don't get it. And I guess that's what they're saying, that he didn't want to be there. And I'll say this. I studied the tape on Carson Wentz, and the trust has been broken on so many levels with him and that organization, whether it's him and the GM or the front office, him and the offensive line because of the injuries, him and the receivers. I mean, he's a totally different player. Their team was really in disarray, and his trust was broken. And you cannot play quarterback in the NFL if you don't have confidence and trust and can go on your instincts. And he became a quarterback paint-by-number style. He didn't trust anything, and it showed. The trust was broken.
Then if that's the case, is the trust automatically there because he's going to reunite with Frank Reich?
Well, anybody that knows Frank Reich knows that maybe that's the number one tool in his kit. Is he's a relationship guy. He will go out of his way. I'm sure Carson is happy about it. I think Reich knows his strengths and weaknesses. I think there will be, I won't say seamless, but the learning curve won't be long, that's for sure. So I do think he puts himself in a way better situation. And I do think Frank has obviously the confidence in him because he was with him before. And I think it's a good match. If there's anything to come out of this, it's that the match of Frank Reich and Carson Wentz is, I think, going to be good, and it's going to the Colts are ready to go, right?
Right.
They're a playoff team,
right.
So I don't see them taking long to fit in and get to know each other, and they're not going to have to date long before they're married.
Honestly, it feels to me like the Colts must be ecstatic because they do have a ready-made team. The offensive line, the run game, the receivers, we know the defense is really good. They had 11 wins last year with a quarterback who obviously is headed for the Hall of Fame but was certainly stopgap. Now they add a guy that can be the face of their franchise who already has a history with their head coach. I don't know how much better it can get.
Oh, I agree. I think they've the resurrection of Carson Wentz is happily in their lap, and they're celebrating about it, no doubt. Plus, they didn't have to really give up any draft picks this year. You know, the third, yes, that's something, but the cost was not something that's going to set him back. So I think it's there's not a lot of risk. He's a $25 million guy for two more years. That's what they paid Philip Rivers. So the money isn't exorbitant to them, and it's a good fit all the way around for the Colts.
Yes, Carson Wentz and the Colts got exactly what they wanted. And come to find out, the Bears never made an official offer for Carson Wentz. And so the Colts didn't have to give up nearly what the Eagles were expecting. Now, there is a chance that next year's second round pick could turn into a first round pick. And that's if Carson plays 75% of the snaps or he takes 70% of the snaps and they make the playoffs. Those to me seem very achievable. But even then, it's not going to be a high first-round pick, though at least the Eagles would get part of what they were hoping for in return for Carson Wentz. But this is a deal for the Eagles that I just don't get, because you are now giving up roughly 15% of space under your salary cap. You're putting yourself behind the eight ball in what is always a really competitive division that you did not compete in last year. You've got to find a veteran guy. Maybe you start Jalen Hurts, but I'm telling you, Nick Foles. You might as well just go full circle on this thing and bring Nick Foles back. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio, and you can find that full conversation with former NFL GM and front office exec Randy Mueller on our podcast, afterhoursamylawrence.com. Really good stuff. We talked about the salary cap and how teams approach this when they don't have any assurance that that the cap is going to even stay where it is, or that it might also be a flat come 22. So you're trying to plan in advance. And he gives very specific details about Deshaun Watson's contract as well, which I think you'll find fascinating. I had not heard anyone else talk about some of the hidden, we'll call them hidden stipulations in Deshaun Watson's contract, which actually make it a lot more difficult for him to sit out a full year. So definitely check out that conversation with Randy on our podcast. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We got another tweet for Bill Walton. Make sure he goes to Mars. In fact, he's halfway there. Some of the others, John says Jerry Jones. So John listening in Des Moines, he thinks Jerry Jones should go to Mars. Steven says Sidney Crosby, so my Bruins wouldn't have to face him in the playoffs. Ethan says Andre Drummond in his farewell sweatshirt. And then one more on Twitter, Cameron, not going with a player or coach. I'd like to send the Super Bowl streaker to Mars. I'm tired of hearing about that guy. Wait a minute. You mean the one that Kevin Harlan so accurately and eloquently depicted as the star of the Super Bowl? Okay, before the top of the hour, James, we need to hear from Kevin Harlan just because it's perfect. And I've never heard anyone describe a streaker in this manner. You let me know. Give me the thumbs up when you're ready, okay? 855-212-4227. Colin's in Vancouver. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi there.
Hey.
So, interesting conversation you guys are having about the Philadelphia situation. But, you know, the reality is, obviously they made a decision that they were done with him. And I'm sure they shopped and they tried to find the best deal they could. And the reality of it is like they're going to have to pay him regardless. Whether you don't play him and he sits, you still got to pay him. And I mean, I obviously don't know the man, but if they determined that, you know, he was going to be a distraction or a negative or some kind of a, you know, for the team, it doesn't make a difference. Like if he's there or not there, if he's not playing, you're paying him regardless.
Right. Okay. So your stipulation, your premise, Colin, is that they were not going to play him, which I don't agree with. So the Eagles brought in Nick Sirianni from the Colts staff because they wanted to appeal to Carson Wentz and to get him back on track. So I disagree with that. I don't think they were planning on keeping him and benching him. And I don't think they decided that they didn't want him anymore. They just decided they weren't going to keep a guy who didn't want to be there. So if he's on your roster, you're going to play him. That's the thing. They weren't going to pay him whatever they were going to pay him to have him sit. No, if Nick Sirianni could get him back in form, the MVP form from 17 or anywhere close to that, he was going to play. So they would have been paying him to play.
Absolutely. But the direction they went in, they're clearly looking at a rebuilding situation. They're saying that they're not competing next year. We all know that. Now, as of now, I think we would all agree they're not competing next season.
I'm not going to agree. I don't know about that. The NFC East is wide open. I mean, this year it took, what, 7 wins to get the division title?
That's true, but it was a very odd year. So we'll see what happens next year. If things fall back into our normal case of you know, how things normally roll out in a season, I guess we'll see what happens. But, I mean, the reality of it is we see this in every sport. Like if you know, these guys force trades everywhere. You look at the NBA, these guys force trades out of every situation. And, like, look at James Harden in Houston. Like,
well, right, but that's a little bit, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different, though, Colin, because that contract, hold on, that contract goes completely to the new team, unless the old team agrees to pay some of it, which they did not. I mean, in the case of Nick Foles, I'm sorry, Nick Foles, haha, it's stuck in my brain. Carson Wentz and the Eagles, they're going to pay. They're going to take the hit, so you might as well have them on your roster. That's my opinion, but I get it. It's not super popular. I'm going to let you go because we want to work in another call here before the top of the hour, but thanks so much for your phone call. Yeah, I don't think this is the Eagles admitting that they were giving up on Carson Wentz or didn't want him anymore. I think this is them caving to Carson and saying, well, fine, you know, we'll see what we can salvage from it. Alex is in Sacramento. Alex, you got about 90 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's send Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell. I think we can all use a break from them for about 14.
Wait, why Roger Goodell? He just killed it this last NFL season.
You know what? I think we all just need a break from Roger Goodell. Maybe this season, he did what he did, but you know what? We just all need a break, and especially from Jerry Jones. Hey, and to add a little, there's a third seat in there. Why don't we add Charlie Sheen, because he's a rock star from Mars. Don't forget that.
All right, Alex, you can have your Charlie Sheen. I actually think Roger Goodell deserves to not be the number one villain in sports anymore because he did really well this year. But Jerry Jones, I like. I think he'd be entertaining on Mars for sure.
Not Amy.
Have a great weekend. 855-212-4227. Daniel on Facebook says he would send the Blue Jays to Mars because they need a place to play. And he also says he's listening from Australia. Let's see. Send James Dolan to Mars so maybe the Knicks have a chance to be competitive. Ken says the arrogant, obnoxious Floyd Mayweather. And then Mark Davis from Joe with his bowl haircut is perfect for Mars. James, who would you send to Mars from the sports world if you could?
I'm launching Conor McGregor.
Are you? You're tired of his retirement games?
It's enough. I wanted to say Brad Marchand. That was my guy I was thinking like the whole time.
The ear licker? Wait, is he the ear licker?
He's the ear licker. I hate everything about what he plays. His game in hockey. But I do. Like, he's one athlete who I just actually like don't like. But, you know, McGregor, I think that's a better choice. Just enough.
Can you imagine the two of them on Mars together, Conor McGregor and Brad, and the kind of fights they get into? Here's the deal with Conor. If you're going to keep unretiring, well, then maybe win something. How about don't unretire just to come back and get your butt kicked? Like,
exactly.
No one needs to see that or to see you box. And furthermore, when you are retired, we don't have to listen to your mouth. I mean, is there a man who loves himself more? Although I think sometimes the guys and gals who talk so much about themselves actually are the ones who are the most insecure. He's looking for validation. All right, so Conor McGregor goes to Mars along with James Harden and Kyrie Irving. I love all of your responses. Have a great weekend. Back Sunday night, so be safe. Take care. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.